Welcome to day number 98. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin. Now, today's Mishnayos require a little bit of background, but it's background that we've already begun to become familiar with. Mida Oraisa, from the Torah's perspective, Kilayim is only prohibited, it's only usur, when you plant the two different types of grain or produce together. B'mapolas yar, the seeds enter the ground together, they mix, and then they grow together. But if you planted them side by side, imagine you have wheat right next to barley, from the Torah's perspective, that is totally fine. It is only problematic when they were mixed and planted together. But Chazal come in and say, you should not plant them next to each other. Midrabanan, rabbinically, we do not plant the two next to each other. Why? A concept we've seen before, maris ayin. It appears to others as though we've done something that's usur, prohibited. It looks like we planted them together. When they grow so closely to one another, it looks like we did something wrong, so we avoid that. Why that's an issue, why we were concerned about that, is something we've addressed previously, and perhaps we'll address again at the end of today's recording, but that's the halacha. We're worried about maris ayin. We don't plant them right next to each other. Unless there is a heker, unless there's some sort of clear, demonstrative indication that this is not a violation of kilayim, that you did not intend to plant them together. Now, the easiest example of that is just space between the two. If you have chita and then a lot of space and then you plant seora, that's great. It clearly shows they're almost like two different fields. Another example is if your neighbor planted one sort of grain and then you planted another one, even though they're right next to each other, the fact that there's a dividing line between the fields, it's clearly one was yours and one was the neighbor's and you did not intend to plant them together. Our Mishnah is going to give other examples of when you might be able to plant two different types of grain or produce together right next to each other, and there would be a heker. It would still clearly show that you do not intend to mix them, and therefore you'd be allowed to plant them this way. So what's that example? Hayarosh tor chitim nichnas pesoch shel seorim. A tor is like an angle or a corner. So imagine you have not a square field, but a square field on an angle. It's like a diamond, and the corner touches the side of a square field that it has a different type of produce. So imagine the diamond is filled with wheat, and then the square is filled with barley, and the corner of the diamond is really right next to, right, it touches up against the barley. So you have chita and seora planted right next to each other. Says the Mishnah, mutzer, that is permitted, because it's very clear, that edge makes it very clear that it is a different field. So you did not plant them together, and it doesn't matter that they're literally touching at the end there, because they're clearly two different fields. If you have a field of wheat, and then you left a few feet before the border of your field that was unplanted, and then your friend's field starts, and he's planting, let's say, barley. So you have your wheat, a few feet, and then your friend's field starts with barley. Says the Mishnah, Mutter lismach lo me'oso amin. You're allowed to take whatever your friend was planting, so that barley, and actually fill the gap between at the end of your field. So now it has wheat, then some barley, then your friend's field starts with barley. Why? Because we said that when there are two different fields, when it's your friend's field and your field, there's never an issue of kilayim because it's very clearly two different fields. So now it just looks like the border of the field just moved over a few feet. Let's say to the left. You had your wheat, then a little bit of space, and then your friend's field started. So now you filled that space with the same thing that your friend planted with. So it just looks like the border moved over a little bit. There's no chashash. There's no worry that it looks like kilayim. Shelo chitim mishal chaveru chitim. If your field was wheat, and then again you left a little bit of space, and then your friend's field began with wheat, mutar lismoch lo telim shel pishtan. You're allowed to plant a row of flax. Why? Because no one planted just one row of flax. You need a lot of space to have a productive flax seed to grow properly. So just one row, no one did. It's very clear then that if you just planted one row at the edge of your field, it's clear that you only did so for the purpose of testing the soil. And then you're going to destroy it. Once you see if it works, you're going to destroy it. Anything that's planted to eventually be uprooted and destroyed, that's not really considered planting. And therefore, it'd be no problem because everyone knows you see flax, no one would ever plant just one row of flax. It doesn't produce anything. Nothing worthwhile. So therefore, they know that you're just doing to test the soil and that you'll uproot it soon. And therefore, it is not an issue of maris ayin. Velo telem shel min acher. But you're not allowed to plant a different species in that just one row because other species might very well be productive with one row. You can't just plant a row of barley because barley is fine in one row. It looks like you would be violating kilayim, and therefore you're not allowed to. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Zera Pishtan V'Echad Kol Aminin, he says just like you're not allowed to plant other things in that one row, you're also not allowed to plant flax in that row. He basically doesn't buy the theory that because it's flax and everyone knows that flax isn't productive with one row, then everyone knows that you're testing the soil. He doesn't buy that. He says, no, it's not allowed. Flax and wheat, whatever it is, are not allowed. You're not allowed to plant them even if it's just one row. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Be'emsa Sadeh Mutar Livdok B'Telem Shel Pishtan. He takes it a step further. The Tanakhana said, the first opinion says, you're allowed to plant the one row of flax when it's at the edge of your field, because that clearly looks like you are testing the soil. But maybe the Tanakhama would say, but it's only at the edge of your field, because people only test the soil at the edge of their field. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if it's in the middle of your field, you're allowed to plant the one row of flax, because even though people don't generally test soil in the middle of your field, still no one plants flax in one row. And therefore, if you did, even though it might be unusual to do this, everyone would still assume that you're only testing the soil and it's not really meant to be a standing crop. So you'd be allowed to do it not only at the edge of your field, but even in the middle of the field, despite the fact that it is unusual. That is Mishnah Zayin. It says Mishnah Ches. In that same case where you have, let's say, wheat and then a little bit of space before the edge of your field, you are not allowed to plant there. The last Mishnah said you're allowed to plant flax, but you're not allowed to plant, says our Mishnah, either this chardal, mustard, or charia, saffron, because some people would plant just one row of that, and that's perfectly fine. But if it's not a field of grain, but it's a field of vegetation, of vegetables, you are allowed to plant the chardal and the charia. Why? Because chardal and charia are actually destructive to vegetation, to vegetables. And therefore, if you plant a row right next to vegetables, everyone knows you'd be crazy to leave that in the field. Everyone knows you must only be just testing the soil, and therefore there's no issue of maris ayin. But if you did that same thing with chardal and charia next to, right up next to grain, as opposed to vegetation, it does not ruin grain. And therefore, no one would assume that you only did it to test the soil. It would look like lime, and therefore, you are not allowed to plant it next to grain, but you are allowed to plant it next to vegetation. Now the Mishnah is going to list a whole bunch of things that are considered a hefsek, that divide a field, such that you'd be allowed to plant the wheat or the barley or any two other things that generally you would not be allowed to plant together. You'd be allowed to plant them right next to each other, assuming there is this border in between. So what are the types of borders that divide a field? Says the Mishnah. You can put them on two different sides of a bor, that's an uncultivated field, filanir, or a field that's plowed but not yet planted, filagapa, or next to a stone wall, viladerech, or next to a road that's generally four amos, filagadr, gvav asar tfachim, or a fence that is 10 tfachim high. Also, we learn that it's 4 tfachim long, but it doesn't need any thickness, is fine. It can be very thin. So 10 high and 4 long, filacharichu amak asar varachav arba, or a hole in the ground that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, vila ilan shu mesach ala aretz, or a tree that has, that the branches, I don't know how to say this, the branches almost like wilt, almost like a willow, the branches go very low to the ground, within 3 tefachim of the ground, and the concept of lovewood kicks in, that those 3 tefachim, it's as if it's actually connected to the ground. So if you planted some sort of produce under the tree, and then the branches wilt, droop, whatever it is, over, it's as, and within 3 tefachim, it's as if that's connected to the ground, it's as if it's a barrier, and then you can plant something right on the other side of the branch as well. And finally, v'lasela gavoa asara v'rachav arba, or a rock that's 10 tefachim high, or 4 tefachim wide. In all of these cases, those things would be considered a hefsek, they'd be considered a division in the field, and you'd be allowed to plant something on each, two different species on each side of those things. We will continue with Mishnah Test tomorrow.